KDW Mobile.
DJW KD2BNG, how you been?
Haven't heard from you in quite a while. I've been doing good. I got out flying today, got the leaves up, and got my 20-meter, well, my Mr. W5GI mystery antenna up, which will do, you know, 80 through about 17, and I heard people talking on 17, couldn't get to them, but made a contact to Belgium on 7, just a little while ago, 2,800 miles, 20 watts, from Greer to Belgium. That was pretty fun.
This time of day, 20 meters, you said?
No, they were on 40 meters, 7.134. I left just a few minutes ago. They were up there talking. He's talking to other people, so he's still there. But 20 watts from here to Belgium, 40 meters, and it was great.
Something about the time KI4MLN, when he was using my radio, I was there at the time. We were talking to someone in Bulgaria on 40 meters, and it was kind of maybe this time of day. It was unusual for the time of day.
Several other bands before I did that, daytime bands. I tried 17 and 20, no luck on either one of those, and then went down to 40, and I heard him talking to somebody else. So I waited till they quit, and then he started calling QRZ, and I threw my call sign back out there, and he came back to me after my first try.
Sometimes HF works, and sometimes it doesn't. I was reading, I had gotten hold of an interesting book. I forget who the writer was. It was a book called Thunderstruck, and it was the parallel telling of two stories. The first story was the development by Marconi and others of wireless telegraphy, and the second story was a very infamous murder that occurred at about that time. A doctor by the name of Crippen killed his wife, chopped her up in a very nasty way, and put her in the basement. And where the two stories come together is he had left London to go to Belgium to hop on a freighter to Quebec, I guess to come to the U.S. to escape with his mistress, and the captain of the freighter recognized him and telegraphed Scotland Yard, so they had someone waiting. So I guess that's the other story. I guess the first person captured by wireless.
Forward. You can't outrun the radio.
A steamship and hope to be in America before someone notices the... But yeah, you know, it was all factual. There was even, you know, a bibliography and endnotes and everything else. But, you know, it's interesting the juxtaposition of those two stories and how they come together. And yeah, well, he was trying to get away, and we managed to call Scotland Yard, and they took a faster freighter, and they met him there.
People trying to do that still today you hear people on motorcycles out on the interstate, they're trying to outrun cops, and the cops just radio ahead. they're not sweating it. They just radio ahead and have somebody that's further on down the interstate pick them up.
It's even the policy of most highway patrols and police departments. You know, unless there's some real, real, real good reason to get involved in a high-speed chase, you know, just... let the guy go down the road. It's not like we can't pick him up later.
It mended badly for people, innocent people, and they're out there to protect innocent people, and it was not in their best interest to be chasing them. But just get information on them, right? Let somebody else pick them up later on down the line so they'll slow down, quit running, quit putting everybody at risk. Well, I'm going to go into Ingalls. I got to get stock up for next week. I'll catch you when I come out if you're still around, Quinn. KD2BNG, W4DJW.
KW, KD2BNG. Yeah, some of my computers crashed a while back here. I got to get my rating back up on the board there. So anyway, I'll catch you later. KD2BNG, I'll be clear.